Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, in a world that's filled with lots of turmoil and change, it's sometimes hard to find a reason to smile or laugh. But the experts would say that actually, during darker times, it's even more important to crack a smile and share a laugh. One such expert writing about this topic in the Irish Times today is psychotherapist, writer and mindfulness teacher, Pádraig O'Moran. And he joins us now to tell us more. Pádraig, you're very welcome to the programme this evening.
Hello, Sarah.
I think this is so interesting that it's even more important in darker times to smile and laugh, because often, you know, when things are bad, or even with world events being very bad, it can feel almost like, or in your personal life when things are very bad, or if you're grieving or anything like that, it can feel like a betrayal to smile or laugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a question of resilience, really, and of giving yourself the chance to get through things in the best shape. And so if we can have, you know, humour and laughter and lightness, that does help us to get through. Obviously, it would be something that you would do. You would have some cop on about when to and when not to. Mm. But by and large, laughter and smiling and humour, it's something you'll find. I mean, I've often noticed if one goes to a funeral, to take a not funny topic, that quite often people are telling little jokes, or they're telling funny stories about the person who died, etc. And it all just it reduces stress, I think. And laughter does reduce the amount of cortisol in your system, the amount of adrenaline too. So, and getting your cortisol down helps to regulate blood pressure and reduces inflammation and so on. So it's a good thing to do in that sense also.
Okay, so it is literally physically good for you.
It's physically good for you. And indeed, adrenaline calms the nervous system and calms the sort of the heart system. So it does have these particular benefits that are real and sort of seen and measurable. So I think in that sense, but even in the sort of felt sense that we have, it can help you to lift your head above the waters of gloom, if you like, and especially at times when things are very difficult. But I think that, so it's not a question of disrespecting the things that are going on in the world or in a person's life, but it's just talking about how do you get yourself through this in good shape and get other people through it in good shape. And I think people have always turned to laughter, humour, jokes for that.
Yeah.
And,
So yeah. It's a type of self-care then, really. I didn't know that there was even a treatment, laughter therapy. It's a type of treatment.
Yes, I'm going to blame Professor Roseanne Kenny of St. James's Hospital, of the unit, the Mercer Unit for Successful Ageing, for that, because in her book, Age Proof, she mentions that laughter therapy, as she said, works for patients with depression, either as a single treatment or along with antidepressant drugs. Now, she's not saying that, you know, just have a laugh and you'll be over your depression,
sure,
Nothing like that. But really, that it has a contribution to make for some people. Maybe not for everybody. Depression is something that we don't, in my opinion, that we don't really understand. I think it's quite mysterious. But it can help, if it helps just to lift people up for a little while, that's a big help for somebody who is suffering depression. Especially as laughter is often, you know, it's not about necessarily the things that you're thinking about while you're depressed. It might be, you know, comedy or something like this. But that does help also, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's interesting. You mentioned laughing at inappropriate times. I know somebody who, when they hear somebody got hurt, or in some cases, I won't even go as far as whether, but they laugh at inappropriate times. And it's sort of they don't seem to have any control over it. Is that a tension relief, do you think, then? That is a way sort of treating themselves?
It's hard to know. I mean, it's probably nothing that 20 or 30 years of therapy wouldn't cure.
But, yeah, true.
Yeah, it is tension relief. Often, yeah. I think laughter is often tension relief, because you will see people in situations where there's a lot of stress going on, let us say in a workplace, and there will be a lot of laughter as well. Okay. And I think it's tension relief.
Okay. Well, it's really interesting to speak to you, Pádraig, and I'm really interested to hear from listeners as well about your experience of laughter, and is particularly inappropriate laughter, because let's face it, it's funny sometimes. Pádraig O'Moran, thank you so much for joining us. That's Pádraig O'Moran, psychotherapist, writer and mindfulness teacher.